If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, subscribe to us on all major podcasting platforms and watch us record live on Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/AnimeCherryBomb.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the hentai manga aura, Aaron, and with me is the guy who's in the Toro Cat 3 costume, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually quite surprised this week.
Yeah. You know, I thought this was going to be like a cheap knockoff of like similar anime, but I was pleasantly surprised at how good it was.
You know, I don't think I ever really expressed it. I'll get it more in general. But Uzaki-chan was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Of what I expected. So maybe this Uzaki, the thing of Uzaki, dragged this down, but lowered my expectations for this one. But this anime completely exceeded my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And what anime exceeded both of our expectations, Jay?
The drawing on model classic, Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro. Her name's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, Nagatoro. All right, and do you have the synopsis ready, Jay?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Crunchyroll. So a girl in the lower grade made me cry. One day, Senpai visits the library after school and becomes the target of a super sadistic junior. The name of the girl who teases, torments, and tantalizes Senpai is Nagatoro. She's annoying, yet adorable. It's painful, but you want to be on her side. This is a story about an extremely sadistic and temperamental girl, and you'll feel something awaken inside of you.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. Mm-hmm. You ready for some facts, Jay?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So this anime is 2021, our first 2021 anime. 12 episodes. It's a rom-com. Original work was by Nanashi. The director was Hirokazu Hanai. This is actually his first time as a full director. And yeah, and he worked on Dian Angel and Future Diary, some of his notable works. You know, for being a first-time director, not a bad job whatsoever.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, he did a really, really good job. There's a lot of cool cinematography and shots in here as well. The studio is a Telecom Animation Film. They're an in-house studio owned by Sega. They have done Lupin the Third, Part 4 and 5, Megalobox. Something I know that's kind of near and dear to you, Little Nemo.
Hey! Yeah.
And they also worked on American things such as DuckTales, Animaniacs, Batman and Superman the Animated Series, and I didn't know this existed until today, Jay, but An American Tale 3.
An American Tale 3?
I had no idea there was an American Tale 3. Was it
5-0 goes to Hollywood or something?
No, it's Manhattan. So he goes back east.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just shooting in the dark right there.
Yeah. Because I don't think he goes to Texas in the... I don't know where...
The second one?
Yeah. What is? I know he goes west.
Yeah, he goes west. It's like a western looking one.
Yeah. I just don't know exactly where... What state he ends up in.
I remember I watched the first movie when I was like really little, like on Cartoon Network or something.
Yeah.
And I remember it made me cry for some reason. I don't remember what part.
Sad movie.
Yeah. I think it was like he like loses his parents, right?
Or something. Yeah,
like
he gets separated, I feel.
Yeah. I think that was the part that traumatized me.
This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music is by Jin. He did the music for Aho Girl and Why Are You Here, Sensei. The opening is Easy Love by Sumire Usaka, which is the voice actress for Nagatoro. And the ending is Colorful Canvas by Sumire Usaka, Mikako Komatsu, Aina Suzuki, and Shiori Izawa, which is basically the gal gang.
All the girls, right?
Yeah, all the girls. And a couple of fun facts. Oh, I got one really cool fun fact for you this week, Jay. Nagataro and Senpai actually made a cameo appearance in the official doujin for her Love is War.
What the heck?
Yeah. there's a really cute... it's like a doujin about, I think, Valentine's
Kageyama
Day.
Kageyama Love is War?
Yeah, Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
What the heck?
Yeah, so...
There's an official doujin for that?
There's an official doujin for it. And I guess there's a... there's a bunch, I guess. I guess they're all, like all doujins, they're, like, fan-made. But they, like, have the blessings from the author.
What the heck?
So it's almost like an anthology series of different authors writing... like chapters of Love is War.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in the 27th chapter, there's 27 of them that
Nagatoro makes an appearance.
Well, yeah, well it's a really slight appearance. It's they're talking about Valentine's Day and there's two people who it looks like Nagataro and Senpai, and Nagataro's giving him chocolates for Valentine's Day. So very cool. What'd you think of the music, Jay?
The music's all right.
You know, a lot of the music, not a lot of the music. There's some tracks that really remind me of Takagi-san, like the really playful like guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has like stringy orchestra pieces as well.
Yeah,
like it's very. It's very all over the place, I feel.
Yeah. I know, like, when the, like, more serious parts come on, the music for that's pretty good. Like, when Nagatoro gets flustered or something like that, or, like, they touch in some way. Yeah. The music for that's pretty good.
I think my problem with this soundtrack, it's not consistent. I like a consistent soundtrack.
A theme. Kind of like a theme.
Yeah.
For all the tracks.
Yeah, and it's... kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a really cool piece. I don't know if you heard it or not. But in the second to last episode when Senpai goes and runs for Nagataro.
Huh?
There's a piano version of the opening playing.
Yes.
And I thought that was really, really nice. It's a really cool touch. It's like really slow and like really emotional.
Yeah, the part where he goes to the swimming pool, right?
Yes. And what'd you think about the opening, Jay?
The opening is good. That's a good song.
So, what I like about it is it's very resourceful. Because a lot of the shots in the opening are just reused shots from the series.
Like, yeah, and the ending as well.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any new scenes in it. But in the opening, it's so color, like the colors they use, plus the different like sketches on each of the characters throughout the whole scenes is. I think it adds a really cool flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially any shot where they draw the extra blush marks is super cute. I feel. what'd you think about the ending?
The ending's okay. One thing I really do enjoy about the ending, though, is that like you said, and when you were talking about it in the facts, it's all the girls sing in it.
Right.
All the girls. So I really enjoyed that. I didn't really get that until towards the end,
right,
of me watching the anime. But it was pretty cool when I found out.
You know, I really like the visuals in the ending as well, like how their hair, like everyone's hair. Like colors into the background or changes the background. I thought it looked really neat, and you get that really cool contrasting scene where at the very end where it's black and white and Nagataro turns around, and it looks I thought it looked really, really neat that way. All right, Jay, do you have anything general you want to bring up?
Well, like we said in the beginning, this was a pretty good surprise to the how good this anime ended up being.
Should we rank them now, Jay? Do you want to rank the teasing trilogy?
Well, I definitely agree with you with Uzaki being the weakest.
Yeah, this is tough, I feel, because
I still have Takagi on the top.
I would also have Takagi on the top, but it's also like, even though they're all about teasing, it's almost like apples to oranges as well.
Yeah.
Just this because Takagi is more of a slice of life
Yeah, and it's
anime.
more innocent.
Yeah, exactly. And this is more of a
Vulgar.
rom-com. Yeah.
Not really vulgar, but like more I don't know, more a situational kind of thing.
Would you say this is an
More
ecchi anime?
handsy. More
Yeah.
handsy. A
Would you say this is an ecchi anime or no?
little bit.
A little bit? Yeah, I seen this thing they called that ecchi anime, and I was like, I could kind of see that. Just with all the, yeah, like you said, all the handsy stuff is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. Hold on, let me see what I have here. Man, I like how generally funny this anime is as well.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a
Like
lot of times that I laughed out loud watching it.
I know, 'cause like I know this one and like Uzaki is more like situational, like being like an awkward position kind of that's kind of like the jokes is like being like in a weird position.
But
But I
it's
feel like this one does it really well.
because it's super exaggerated.
Yeah.
Like Uzaki still plays within the rules of slice of life. But here it's just all whack. It's more of like a cartoon, I guess. Is a,
Yeah, it's more wacky, like you
yeah.
said.
Like the I think the first scene that made me like really laugh, and it's in the second episode, is like the hula hoop scene in the beginning, the hula hoop cold open.
Yes.
And just the idea of her, like I was like, what the hell is, like when she first like comes in, I was like, is that a hula hoop? And then you did it does turn out to be a hula hoop, and she's like, come on, senpai, like jump in.
Jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, and that of course it creates a opportunity to for him to see your
See
underwear.
her underwear, which is pretty funny. And she just smacks him with a hula hoop as she's still going.
Yeah. Pretty good. The gags in this one are really good.
Yeah, the reverse accidental grope, I thought that was actually really fun setup. Like a fun
Oh
setup to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's definitely neat. That the reverse grope, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's just, and yeah, like I said, they set it up and she's like, Senpai, you don't think this could actually happen in real life, do you? And then like they completely switch topics to something new, and then it happens at the end of the scene, and it's like a
Yeah.
perfect cap off. I do
He's
like
like,
that
oh, you
they,
ended up getting lucky.
yeah, I do like they do that several times where they'll set up a concept in the like the first third, like the first act of the skit, and then like completely change and then come back to it later. Really strong. You know what's different I find between this anime and the other two, Uzaki and Takagi, that I actually like more than the
What's
other
that?
two? We actually get to see the heroine interact with different guys.
Oh yeah, that is really interesting, and like how she responds to it is, and for this case, it's I really enjoyed it, like how she finds like other guys annoying and boring, right?
Yeah, and like there's that really great scene where they're in the family restaurant, and Senpai's like, oh, she's about to rip into him, and she's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of inappropriate to talk to how you should talk to a girl or something like that.
Yeah, which is fair. Like that guy, like those guys they were hanging out with are like
Pretty
total,
sleazy.
yeah, total sleazy. The, oh, I've never touched a girl's boob before.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, yeah. I guess it's like because they're trying, because like, you know, they're, I don't know if we've covered gal culture before. I guess we have.
My first girlfriend is a gal.
Is a gal, where there's that whole trope that like gals are easy.
Yeah.
And certainly Sakura is like really flirty among them. Like she's that type of gal.
It's the blonde one, right? Or the short, the bob looking haircut one?
Yeah, the one who has the untucked shirt. Yeah, the one in that scene, essentially.
Yeah.
It's also weird she's not in the anime a lot, as well as the other two friends.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I could have sworn there was another friend, like, when they introduced the other two.
Yeah. Like, but, where is that girl?
Yeah, and I didn't even know she was in the first episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I forgot where I was going with this. Yeah, I do like how, yeah, how like how cold she is to other guys. In these other animes, we never really, you only see the two main characters interacting with each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I love that we do get to see our two main characters like actively getting jealous with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Around other people. And I really like how Nagataro isn't like a stone face killer like Uzaki and Takagi are, you know, where, yeah, like nothing ever phases them when they do something.
Yeah, exactly. She, yeah, gets super flustered with like any kind of like accident or anything like that.
I love it when she sees like an opportunity to tease him. She also starts to get flustered as well. Like she's very excited to start, yeah, exactly, teasing him.
Mm-hmm. And I sometimes like the things that she tries to like tease him with like backfire, and like he's actually gonna do something that she thinks that he wouldn't do.
Right.
And there's only a couple instances of that happening. Like one is like the nipple touching. Right. Came.
Oh my goodness. That's so strong. Do you know, yeah. Jay? Do you know the trick?
To finding somebody's nipples?
Yeah.
What's that?
A friend taught me a long time ago in high school. It's like the start of, or the top of the collarbone, I think it is.
Top of the collarbone?
Yeah, so if you do a straight line from the top of the collarbone.
Okay.
It leads right to the middle of your nipple if you do a straight line down.
Interesting. That's like one of those like weird like anatomy like things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the like middle. How... Yeah, the middle of your collarbone. I think it is.
Yeah, I think there's like another weird one that I think from like the start of your wrist to like the where your elbow ends, like your forearm essentially, is how big your foot is.
No, is that true?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jay? Any other general?
You know, one thing I liked, I don't think they used this too much, but there was like a, going back to that nipple touching scene, there was like a cool little like metaphor thing of like after, like when, when Nagatora's turn was to touch his nipples. And, like, they did, like, that bow and arrow scene.
Right.
That, like, metaphor. I thought that was, like, really hilarious. That that whole scene.
There's also, speaking of, like, those really cool scenes, there's the paper tiger strategy one I really liked, too. It was really cute. I forget what he was. Oh, it was the, he wanted Nagataro to cosplay as Nekotaro. Yeah. And he was like, oh, the paper tiger strategy. And that's like just putting up the front that he wants it.
Uh-huh.
And then when she comes in, the tiger comes off of the paper and it's a real tiger. It's also
exactly.
Really, really strong.
Yeah, because she ended up actually doing it.
Yeah. all right, Jay. Oh, also, right. Man. The fighting game they were playing, I think it was supposed to be like Guilty Gear.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But man, that chunk damage was way too crazy. It's like, oh, he killed him with one combo and a super. Like, come on.
That's a funny thing that you mentioned that, because the other video games that they played, or that the guy Senpai played, was like a knockoff of Final Fantasy. I forget what the name was called. It was like Last Quest or something like that.
There was also a Senran Kagura one as well. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty funny.
Is that the one that he was like playing all night?
Yeah. And it's like, it was like Zenran, like Foggia or something. It was something like dumb. It was like very close.
That's a beat 'em up game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a,
it's like a
kind of like a Dynasty Warriors kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with lewd ninja girls in it. All right, Jay, you ready for some art cinematography?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Art style.
This is kind of, I don't know if it's generic.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little generic. The characters look good. I'll say that.
Man, I do love me some tan lines, Jay.
Yes, tan lines are pretty cool.
My favorite part of her design.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, like, that you mentioned the tan lines? She's, like, not really even part, like, officially part of the swim club. She just helps them out.
Right.
It's funny that she's not even in the club.
Also, is that, like, an ear clip? Is that in her ear?
I don't know what that is, but I like it. I was about to mention the accessories that she has.
Yeah, she has that really cool ear clip, her clips in her hair, her fingernails too being painted are like
and they're like pointy as well, right?
Yeah, I really like that detail. Her teeth being like uber sharp, her canines.
Oh yeah,
I really like the that vampire detail. Yeah, I really. Sorry, I really like that detail. Whole, Jesus, yeah, I know my
keep bad. Talking over each other.
Yeah, I really like that detail of it because like she does have like a sharp tooth in her. Her character model, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Like, she has that sharp tooth smile. And then we finally see, like, her canines are just super sharp.
Yeah. And I was going to mention that, like, the episode where they talk about her canines is the vampire thing. And then I like how funny that, like, they don't really, they don't, it's, like, almost implied that she might be a vampire. Because they never really confirmed that she isn't one.
Right. Just that giant tease.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, speaking of that episode, it has like one of my favorite cinematography shots of like Senpai is like sitting in the dark, eating by himself. And then like Nagataro comes in and like the lights switch on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Nagataro starts pretending to be a vampire and wants to bite him, the lights go out. And, like, the outside lights become, like, very atmospheric. Like, the whole place becomes atmospheric. Yeah. Almost like a horror
anime. It's, like, raining, right? It was raining like thunderstorms. That's why the electricity went out.
Yeah, it was still, like, dark and, like, muddled, the colors. But it was, the outside was still, like, colorful, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Who has your favorite design besides Nagataro in this anime, Jay?
I like the cat looking girl.
Oh,
the one that just repeats whatever everybody says.
What's her name? Let me pull up names real quick.
I have the names here. Hold on. Yo, it's Yoshi.
Yoshi, did you notice that in the RPG?
Is she dressed up like Yoshi?
Yeah, she hatches out of an egg like a Yoshi egg.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty
cute. I thought that was such a neat touch.
Yeah. I think she's pretty cool looking. I think all of the gals in her gang are pretty neat looking.
Yeah.
Especially Sakura. I think she looks like her untucked shirt, like her half untucked shirt looks pretty cool.
Yeah. She looks like the kind of girl that would say "ada ada" or something.
Exactly. Like, I don't think she ever says it in it, but
no, she has the voice for it though.
trying to see, I think it's so funny that Senpai does have a name, but I don't think he ever says it.
Does he have a name? What is it?
It's Naoto.
Oh, it's Naoto.
It's Naoto. But
yeah, I don't think it's ever said in the anime.
Yeah, or maybe it is at the beginning, but I don't think I hear it.
Yeah, I don't think I heard it. I was gonna mention that I actually really like that they never say his name. I was like, oh, I hope they can keep, like, on the first episode. I was like, I hope they
just call him Senpai. Have that,
just call him Senpai the whole time. That'll be a cool running joke. I have a question, Aaron. What's Paisen? Is that like...
Okay, so this got me too, Jay, and it's going to get you, and it's hilarious. So, yeah, so Gammo calls him Paisen.
Uh-huh.
You want to feel dumb?
what is it?
It's Senpai.
It's Senpai?
Paisen. Senpai.
Oh, it's just reversed.
Yeah, it's just reversed. It's like a... it's like slang.
Okay.
It's slang for senpai. Yeah, I felt...
Paisen.
Yeah, I felt so dumb. Because I looked it up, I was like, what's a paisen? And I looked it up and it was like, oh, it's slang for senpai. And I was like, oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, now I feel dumb because it's like super obvious now.
You know...
Paisen.
You know, like, I seen that he, like, she calls him Paisen, and I still didn't get it. I thought it was, like, just a nickname she gave him.
Yeah.
But, nah, it's just slang. It's modern Japanese slang for a senpai.
Oh, you know, it's another thing that going back to Yoshi, I think she's the one that, like, talks in English the most, and it's pretty freaking hilarious.
Oh. You know, I don't know how I feel about her. I think she might be my least favorite of the three.
She's just a gimmick, right? She's just
like she was the one I was actually most excited for too.
Yeah, she's like the cutest, I think, out of the three other girls.
Yeah, not Nakataro, but yeah, of the other three, she's pretty cute, but she's pretty like whatever.
Yeah, she's like the sheep of the group.
Exactly. All right, Jay. The club president doesn't have a name as well. Yeah, it's just... Oh my god. Yo, Naruto has a sister? Yo.
We're both looking at the wiki right now.
Yeah, I'm fairly excited.
Was there a second season announced?
No, not yet, unfortunately. But if...
It just finished, though, right?
Yeah, it just finished last week. But... Like, Uzaki, I think, when it ended, it was, like, immediately confirmed getting a second season. Okay. I hear it's selling well, and the numbers are going well, so...
Okay.
I'm hoping it gets a second season. Because there's also a... I guess this might be even a new... Ooh, there's a new love interest as well. Another girl joins.
For Senpai.
For Senpai. Oh, I'm so excited. All right, Jay.
You know what's crazy? You know what's going to be such a satisfying thing if I could see a second season announced? Is that there'll probably be an episode where, like, it's Nagatoro, like, wanting to say his real name instead of saying Senpai.
Senpai. Be like, what's his real name? Like, she doesn't even know what his real name is.
Yeah, and, like, it's going to be, like, so hard for her to say, like, Naoto-kun or something like that.
No, so adorable.
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty satisfying.
Yeah,
when that, like, happens.
Stop calling me Narutaro-san.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, call me Hayase.
No.
So Hayase-san.
So I don't think, man, from the ending scene, I don't think there is going to be a second season.
Yeah. It seemed like it ended off, like, pretty well.
Yeah, with her kissing him on the cheek. That was so cute.
Yeah.
This anime has they're both, like, a really cute couple.
Yeah. I really like them together.
And it made me think, Jay, for the Cherry Bomb Awards, we do need best couple. I don't think we've ever done a best couple category.
Yeah. I don't think we ever did. That is something to add.
Yeah, we gotta remember.
Top fives.
All right, Jay. Yeah, do you have any
cinematography?
Cinematography to talk about?
I mean, this anime has pretty good atmosphere, or like the club room being like a lot of the time, it's like during sunset, so a lot of the shots in the club room look really, really cool.
Yeah, in the golden hour.
Yeah, it's usually always after school and stuff, so it's like getting into the afternoon. Looks really nice.
So there was a direction thing that it just ended up being how they show side characters, or how they show background characters. But like the fact that they're eyeless, my original interpretation of it, and this is before, because we get to see scenes of where Senpai is not involved, I guess. Like, if Senpai was always in it, it would make more sense. But I think what the, like, at least for me, for the interpretation is that Senpai doesn't look people in the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, everyone is eyeless.
It can be a thing.
Yeah, and even, like, Nagataro's friends, when he first meets them, like, they don't have eyes.
Yeah.
Neither does Nagataro until she sits in, like, right in front of him where he can't avoid her eyes.
Yeah, she did that whole, like, going around him 180.
Yeah. That was really a really cool detail. But then again, there's scenes without Senpai. And then there's the characters, you don't see their pupils still. So yeah. It's just how they do background characters. But like I said, that's at least my interpretation to it. All right, Jay, do you want to talk about characters?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So yeah, let's start with Nagataro herself.
She's pretty freaking cute.
Yeah, she's pretty adorable. I don't know if I could put her on the waifu list because
she has senpai.
Yeah, she has senpai, but she is very adorable.
Yeah. One thing I really like, and you also mentioned this to me, is like her like flustered face is really good.
Ooh, did you know? I'm just reading this description. Her given name is not revealed until chapter 62.
Is that like hella late or something?
Yeah, chapter 62. Yeah, 62 chapters into the manga. That's like 6 volumes in or so.
Okay.
Into the manga. It's very late in the game. Yeah, her friends call her Hayachi. I guess, yeah, we just know that she has a
fun Hachi name.
Hayachi. Aha. Trying to think. Oh, she joins the judo club. That's so cool. Man, I do want to read this manga. It seems very interesting. I really like in this anime, you know, she starts off like as a really big bully. Like, she bullies him pretty hard.
Yeah, she says some like really harsh things.
Yeah, and
it's not even like a playful way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna hurt you kind of way.
Yeah, and she finds the line. Like, as soon as she figures out, like, she likes him, she, like, finds that line, and, like, she never crosses it again.
Yeah.
And it just becomes... I think the anime gets better after that, actually, after the second episode.
Yeah, for sure.
And it just becomes, like, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Senpai, Jay.
Senpai. I feel he definitely is a closet pervert.
Well, yeah. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, questionable scenes, like him, like, raiding, like, the dirty manga in his room and like, thinking about Nagatoro in bed. And he, like, squirms and stuff. It's like, ooh, that's kind of weird.
When he has the buns on the...
Oh, on the bed, yes.
On the bed. Yo, so, again, just reading these descriptions, apparently his given name isn't revealed into a side story, so it's not even, like, in the main story. And then we don't find out his last name until the second year of, or his last, his third
His
year in high
final year.
school. Yeah.
Ooh.
No,
Dang.
until the next girl draw until the next freshman joins the club, the art club.
Okay.
Yeah, despite this, Nagataro just refers to him as senpai. That's hilarious. Yeah. I actually really like his character development in this anime,
Yeah, he
where,
becomes more confident in the end.
yeah, and he starts showing his emotions more. Like that's one of the, like, speaking of like scenes that are like that make me sad. There's that scene where he's like getting bullied as a kid,
Oh, yeah.
and he's like, if you just take it, people will just get bored and walk away. And that's like that part got me really sad about it. But like he like shows anger and like passion later in the series, and that's awesome for his character.
Yeah, for sure.
There's also that really cool scene. I didn't mention it in cinematography, but there's a really cool scene where he's like, Nagataro's like, "Well, don't you want me to praise you in anything?" And he's like, "Well, I'm not really good at." He's like, "I'm not really good at anything." And
Yeah,
like,
apart from drawing.
like as he's saying it, like it's on the canvas, where he's like, "Yeah, I'm not really good at anything." And like, he doesn't even mention drawing there. And then like later on in the series, he just mentions, "Oh, all I'm good at is drawing," because
Yeah.
Nagataro praised him for it, and that's I thought that was pretty cool.
I also like the like at the beginning of the anime, like the first time he tries to draw Nagatoro, like he couldn't like focus, and like he doesn't draw like the
His
her
her
thighs,
thighs.
yeah, because it's like embarrassing to him. And then at the very end, like the last scene, he has like no problem drawing her.
Yeah, so cute. I want more, Jay. Spoiler
Yeah,
alert.
definitely.
All right, so Gamo.
The red orange hair girl, right?
Yes.
I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah, with her Paisen.
Yeah, with her Paisen, and she's like the instigator out of like all of them. She's definitely like the leader type.
I was gonna say she's the leader of the group, and like her and like Nagataro butt heads a lot. Like she's definitely an antagonist
The
to
Nagataro.
Nagataro. And I really like how perceptive she is.
Oh yeah, because like it's obvious that they like each other, and
Yeah.
like, so she always like plays to that.
Yeah, she's always prodding her to like get a reaction. And apparently her family owns a martial arts gym, mixed martial arts gym.
I know when I that's funny that you mentioned this, because like when I was looking through the characters, I accidentally touched that highlighted part that says mixed martial arts. I was like, what's this doing here? And then I
Hey.
had to look. I was like, which character is that? Oh, it's Gamo.
All right. So, Yoshi, we talked a little bit about her already.
Yeah, she's like the sheep and like just follows everybody around, repeats what they say.
Yeah, but I
She's
think,
just cute.
yeah, she's cute. There's nothing really more to her. Sakura, she's probably the most like gal. I mean, so is Gamo to an extent. Gamo is totally
Yeah.
like the gal slash I think the word is a nego, like a female gang leader.
Okay. Yeah.
But like Sakura is like the promiscuous gal, it looks like. I like how there's that really funny scene of her breaking up the game club, like trying to get them all jealous with each other.
Like flirting with all, yeah, flirting with all of
Yeah, exactly, and like not very obviously flirting with all of them too, and
them.
like they all fall for it, which is hilarious. I do like that they bring up like later on
Yeah, and
the
she brings them back together.
yeah, and she brings it back together, which is cool. But I really like how like a continuation of that story is the one guy took it too seriously and becomes a stalker.
Yeah.
I thought that was, yeah, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, out of all the characters that they pick the stalker guy to be like in the cat suit and the stalker.
Jeez. I also like Sakura's like fake crying as well when she's like scared by the when she's saying she's scared by the stalker, but she's not really crying.
Nope. Aaron.
Yeah. Hello.
Sorry, Aaron. You were quiet for a second.
Oh, I was saying that I really like how like she's like a she has a lot of what's the alligator tears is the word. Yeah, she shows off a lot of alligator tears. Like that scene with the stalker. She's just like pretending to cry to Senpai. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, you know I really liked how anticlimactic that episode was.
Right.
Because it was made out to be like some sort of like lovey-dovey like date or something like that, and here comes Nagatoro. I just beat up the stalker. Now he won't leave you guys alone. Date's done.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, and they just all leave. And then lastly, we have the club president Jay.
I feel like she's my least favorite out of everybody.
Yeah, she's just the antagonist they need in the last two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
so funny. Yeah, I don't know, nothing much I like about her. Nothing much I want to say about her as well. I really would like to see, apparently there's like a gag later on. That she likes to be, she likes going commando and like nude and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, she's accepted into the Tokyo University of the Arts. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that her given name is not mentioned until chapter 84 when her younger cousin calls her Sana Nisan.
Sana Nisan.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And that's about it, Jay. Do you have any?
Yeah.
You have anything extra you want to bring up
about the characters?
About anything? Anything we missed? You want to retouch on favorite scenes?
Well, my favorite scene was the nipple touching game. I think that was like I busted up the loudest on that one.
Oh my goodness! The setup is so. Like, you can kind of see it from a mile away, and it's mm-hmm. pretty funny.
Yeah.
Also, the turning on the, like, FaceTime when she's in the bath. I thought that was also...
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Really funny.
I also like the piggyback, where he accidentally touches her butt.
That one's pretty good. Oh, that one's pretty good, and she, like, runs away all... And it's the same episode, too.
Yeah.
She runs away all...
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, she runs away all happy.
Not happy. It's like, oh, my God.
She's embarrassed. Touched my butt.
Yeah. Like, you'd expect like her just to, like, beat him up. And that's it. But that was kind of an unexpected reaction that she gave.
Again, another, like, really obvious joke that hit me pretty hard was the firework one. When they're like at the fireworks spot, and they see everybody making out.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was
that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was really good. Anything else, Jay?
I don't know. Well, this one's good, surprisingly good.
Very, very good. So accessibility, Jay. There is like a little bit of I would say a lot of fan service in this anime.
Yeah, they're like their swimsuit parts. You see Nagatoro's underwear a little bit, like especially like in the episodes, like when it rains and like you could see her clothes are see through.
Yeah, there's not a lot of upskirt shots, but there's a lot of like risque shots as well.
Yeah,
there's the whole one of the whole side plots or the one of the main plots of the end of the anime is the president in her nude photo.
Oh yeah.
Which, man, proportionately, I don't know. She's like too fanservice-y, I feel.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous how like big her boobs are.
Her
It's
boobs and like her butt and like
unreal.
her frame. She has that like really crazy when like people complain about like anime figures, like her spine. She has like scoliosis. Her spine is like super curved.
Yeah. Exactly. But you know what's funny is that like in contrast to that, when she was in the bunny suit, she looked less busty for some reason.
Exactly. She looked like at least a little bit normal.
Yeah. Pretty weird.
Yeah, and then there's also the fact that there's in the beginning there's a bunch of bullying, and
Harsh.
it gets pretty harsh at the beginning. So if you're adverse to that, I could see you not liking this anime.
Yeah, definitely.
But it definitely does get better. As episode 2, it does
It
go
tones
away.
down.
Yeah, it turns on a lot. It gets way less mean. What's next, Jay? Oh, rewatchability.
I would watch it again for sure.
Yeah, very fun. What's next, Jay? Well, what do you want from season 2?
Season two. Oh,
Yeah.
I just more adaptation of the manga. And
Yeah.
it sounds like it goes in a really cool direction from what we are reading.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the different characters. And final verdict, Jay, what do you give it?
I give this a high recommend.
Yeah, this is at least for me, a niche high recommend.
Okay.
Yeah, niche high
Because of
recommend.
the bullying and the ecchi
Yeah,
stuff.
essentially.
Okay.
Have we given out a niche gotta go watch?
Oh man. Monster Musume
It would have
maybe?
been Monster Musume if anything. And I think I mentioned last time I gave a niche high recommend. Which I can't remember what it was right now off the top of my head. I feel like it was fairly recently I gave out a niche high recommend.
Yeah.
But yeah. Really good. Really enjoyed it. Real quick, Jay, before we do the complete wrap up. You think this opening is a contender for opening of the year or nah?
It's a good one, so I'll definitely keep it in mind.
Yeah.
I don't remember like the other good openings like from.
Well,
Wait,
there's
did we do
Beastars, the
yeah,
Beastars
there's
opening.
Beastars. Yeah, that one's really good. Was that this year?
Yep,
It
that was this
was.
year, the beginning of the year.
Oh my God.
The Great
So that
Pretender
means
opening as well. Pretty cool. Kakagure is the
Kakaguri,
first one.
yeah.
Yep,
Yeah.
Kakagure is the first one. The high school, the hard, high score girl ones are pretty cool too as well. So we'll.
For en for Jujutsu Kaisen's ending
Oh
was
yeah, that one's the one to beat. That one and
that's the one to beat for me.
ooh, even the compared to the Great Pretender one, I love that Great Pretender one. The Freddie
Oh
Mercury with the
yes.
cats.
Oh man, that's another high one up there for
That's gonna be a
ending.
rough. That's gonna be a rough one. I think those two, unless something like a weird dark horse, like there's nothing I could even
Yeah.
pick that I would know that would even contend with it. With any of those two.
Exactly. Yeah, endings are always like a surprise when they're good.
Yeah, exactly. Because usually, like even this one, it's like, it's, on the okay side, like getting to good, I feel,
Yeah.
but I never wanted to stick around at
Yeah,
the end.
exactly.
With those two endings, I always wanted to stay and watch.
For sure.
Especially that the opening,
Oh!
gigs, the dun 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 dun, dun 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 dun. Oh, it's so good. But same thing with the Jujutsu Kaisen ending as well. I don't think it plays as well, but it's a good song and it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's like that's a good ending. I'm
Yeah.
gonna watch it after this, I think.
All right, Jay. Now that we're done being bullied, I guess.
Know, right? The exhibition's over.
Exactly. What do you have for us next week, Jay?
So continuing on with the unofficial Tangirls
Tangirl
Tangirls
July.
month
There you go.
Tangirls. I'm picking Peach Girl. Have you ever heard of Peach
Ooh,
Girl?
Ooh, Peach Girl. Do you know what a Peach Girl is, Jay?
Yes, you've explained it to me before. I think in the Rakugo podcast.
You was explained it really? To me. I guess. Oh, because she was a Peach Girl, right?
I'm not really sure, but.
Well, because she was. Well, Peach Girls are prostitutes. So she was.
Yeah, a essentially.
Yeah, it's prostitutes who all they are supposed to eat are peaches. So that makes so all that their bodily sweet. Fluid is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. But Peach Girl, how many episodes are in Peach Girl, Jay?
I think it's like 25, 26.
It's
dubbed. Yeah. So that's what? A good thing.
Funimation?
What is it about? It is Funimation.
Yeah, what is it about? Is it about a gal who isn't really a
Yeah, funnily enough, it's another swim club person. She's just tan because she's in swim club, but everybody thinks she's, like, easy.
Right, she's a gal. Gabby.
Yeah. So there's a... It's basically a love triangle anime. She likes a guy. Some other girl steals the guy. And then there's another dude that, like, comforts the main girl. And...
That's who she should be with.
Yeah. So, and then the love triangle stuff ensues.
So this is 2000. It has to be mid 2000s, I would assume.
Yes. Yes. I have watched this anime before.
I imagine it's a banger dub. I imagine it's probably a lot of heavy hitters.
Yes, I think so. I think you're right.
Who's the main girl?
I'm not sure who the main girl is, but I think the other girl that steals the boyfriend, I think that's Jeremy Lee.
Hold on. I just want to know real quick.
Yeah, I'll look it up too.
I'm very curious. Peach Girl. Oh, there was a 2017 film.
Okay, so Kate Oxley is the main girl.
I have no idea who that is.
What? Jeremy Lee's in it.
Jay, the Peach Girl movie? You want to know what the theme was?
Peach Girl movie.
So there's a Peach Girl movie that's based. Uh-huh. It's a live action. Live action Japanese romantic comedy drama film, right?
Okay, yeah, I see it.
You want to know who did the theme song for it?
Who?
Or what the theme song is? It's what Call is Me it? Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
When did the movie come out? 2017. What the heck? That's crazy that they even made a movie about this one.
That's hilarious. Well, I feel like Peach Girl is one of those shoujo mangas that's very beloved as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, what's that other anime, Jay? Fruits Baskets.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Nana.
Nana, exactly. Man, I'm pretty excited, Jay, to check this out.
I remember I really liked it.
Oh, is her name Momo? Oh, it is Momo. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Momo, so it's Kate Oxley is the main girl. Jeremy Lee is the foil. Orion Pitts. Robert McClellan. Colleen Clickenbeard is a school nurse. That's a school nurse.
I'm very excited. And if you're excited for Peach Girl, as we're excited for it,
mm-hmm.
or you enjoyed our review on this anime, don't toy with me, Nakataro. Miss Nakataro.
These anime titles are getting too long.
Yeah, man, it needs a shorter name. There's probably like more... a gimmick name for it. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, we need more anime that's called Shuffle and Peach Girl.
School Days. Easy.
School Days, there you go.
Soul Eater.
Classic. Exactly. The classic School Days.
Exactly. Why haven't we covered School Days yet, Jay?
I don't know. Next is it week. On any official
It's on Crunchyroll.
Streaming? Is it?
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll. Uncensored on Crunchyroll, too.
Wow. Generic Coon gets all the girls.
Exactly. We're piece of human garbage. Makoto whatever his name is. So I don't even, you know, this is a diatribe, but I don't even think he's the generic, like, harem protagonist. He's a pretty despicable person.
Yeah, for sure. Selfish.
Yeah, very selfish. Well, like, he starts off as, like you said, like a generic.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets a piece of the pie, and then all of a sudden...
His mojo comes back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. If there's one character I hate, Jay, in anime, I think he's probably number one.
For sure,
he's
man.
He's such a scumbag piece of crap. Anyway, sorry. Enough about school days. If you liked all that stuff, go ahead. If you want to hear
Don't pick school days next week, Aaron.
No, I'm not going to pick school days next week. But I will. It probably will be picked sooner than later, I guess. There's no tan girls in school days.
Oh, so yeah, school days. Yeah, exactly.
We lucked out there. Anyway.
If there was, it was definitely going to be picked.
Exactly. But anyway, if you want to hear school days in a couple months review, go ahead. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts. Normally we stream on twitch.tv/animecherrybomb. This podcast Sundays. On Sundays usually. This is last minute. Mm-hmm. But everyone enjoy your 4th of July's.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a good thing because tomorrow we're having a party over at my house, so.
Oh, so it kind of works out that we
We did it early this week. And with that, everybody, have a good, safe 4th of July practice. Oh, this is going to come out way after 4th of July, actually, so. If you've already blown off your fingers, I'm sorry. You should have. This is that classic line, kids. Don't light fireworks. Let the adults who have been drinking all day.
Do it.
Do it, exactly. And stay not bullying.
Oh, yeah.
We here at Anime Travel do not condone bullying. So don't bully.
No, even if you like the guy.
Even if you like the person, I guess.